At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill and Fox News and much on Fox Business. Philadelphia, Independence Hall. You all have it in your mind's eye as an image of the President of the United States. And behind him, two Marines. And behind him, the Independence Hall lit in a way I'd never seen it. I grew up in Philadelphia. I was much at the Liberty Bell as a child. We took school trips, I believe. My imagination is there's school trips to the Liberty Bell, but I'd never seen it all in red. It was a very strange setting for a speech that still puzzles Republicans. It puzzles me, and Liz and I have not had a chance to reflect. She's written about this, and I'm struck by the fact that many Democrats believe that we, the Republican Party, need to be cured of the former president. Liz, I puzzle whether these articulate and passionate professional Democrats, they write columns, whether they have Republican friends, whether they speak with Republicans at dinner and understand that we have opinions and the opinions do not support returning to the former president's excitement that we're moving on. Does that message ring clear enough? Are we not saying it enough, Liz?
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, John. I literally have not talked to a Republican in 2 months who is desperate to see Donald Trump run again for president. I think people understand that while we admired the president's policies, that they worked for America, that we were indeed better off 2 years ago than we are today under Joe Biden, and I think an awful lot of people would agree with that, that we don't want the person back in the office. Number one, Donald Trump disgraced himself on January 6th and has, to my mind, disgraced himself ever since by denying the outcome of the 2020 election. Even if he harbors concerns about how that election was handled or whatever, he needs to move on. He needs to accept what happened. To your point, I don't think these people ever do talk to Republicans, but look, it's in Joe Biden and the Democrats' best interest to portray all Republicans as crazy loons who refuse to accept that Joe Biden is president and who are untrustworthy. And in fact, what Biden has said, which I find really pretty offensive, that we are a danger to the foundations of democracy. To me, the dangers of the foundation of democracy are when free speech is no longer upheld, when the Department of Justice appears to be on a political mission to undermine and possibly incarcerate a former president against all sort of traditional rules. In any event, I think when you have a party that is running to keep the Congress, control of Congress, and their policies have so obviously been unsuccessful, what do? They pivot to the alternative, talking about the alternative. And it is really kind of funny. I mean, Donald Trump is not on the ballot, and yet we talk more about Donald Trump in this cycle than we certainly do about any other candidate. And in fairness, he has inserted himself into some races. Democrats are very keen to point out, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania is a Trump-sponsored candidate running for the Senate to replace Pat Toomey. But the truth is, Dr. Oz is a very smart guy, and he's a much better candidate than John Fetterman, who has done very little in his life except be supported till middle age by his parents and be mayor of a town of 2,000 people. So the whole conversation is sort of off kilter. I hope that voters sort of see through it and realize that they're not voting against Donald Trump by electing people who embrace a dissolution of law and order and a broken border and other things that really are unconscionable.
The history books say the American people vote their pocketbook. If that is the case, Liz, there is no change in what we've seen today. from the inflation report. The American people vote their pocketbook. Liz Peek, she's a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.